This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
People were wrong when they said Mike Trout was in those conversations.
I don't know.
No, he can't be. We're here today. We're here today. He's not in that. We can't. We're here today. We've seen the career play out. He's not.
Okay,
he's not.
But like at his peak, though, like he was like you. People, like it wasn't like a fake comment. Like it was like legit. He's that good.
People injuries. Said that about Grant Hill.
I never watched Grant Hill play.
Well, fair enough. But people said that about Grant Hill, and the career played out. And it was clear, no, he's not in that category. And that's what's going on with Mike Trout. Mike Trout.
Okay, hold on. Grant Hill at his best, no injury. Grant Hill had his best. Was he as good as LeBron and Mike? Like, did he belong up there?
Grant, I'll put it to you, like, nobody's as good as those two. Okay, so there's
top
that.
Five then. Top there's 10. That. Was he like that talent, I guess?
Grant Hill at his best, they were saying it's his league. Grant Hill at his best. This is tough too. But Grant Hill at his best, you could say, some people would say, he's what Kobe ended up being. If Grant Hill doesn't get hurt, he might have been how
Did
we
he,
look at Kobe.
John Bull says Grant Hill got hurt before he could get that good. He never really played at 100%. Like Trout had like a decent sized run and all that. Did Grant at all though? Or was that just all...
it was probably the first 3-4 years.
Like, I know Grant was really good, but
yeah. It was probably the first three, four years. Grant,
we talk about Derrick Rose, like, oh yeah, Derrick Rose was that dude in Brown. It was only 3 seasons, and we only have the legend to tell at this point.
Yeah.
Instead of what actually happened, you know?
Yeah. Mike Trout was better at baseball than Grant Hill was. I think Russell Westbrook is a lot closer than you're giving him credit for. He was making history. He's the MVP. He was doing things the league had never seen. He was a player that the league had never seen.
No, yeah, you're right. He was, but like, just, nah.
Somebody said, or it was Bryce. It's Bryce. And Bryce, you can call in and give us random questions.
Money in the Bank is next week.
Yeah, just ask us what we think about.
Should we tap in for Money in the Bank next week?
I might. I like Money in the Bank. I like the match.
I saw a tweet that says Triple H doesn't like the gimmick anymore.
They're going to ruin wrestling, bro. They're going to ruin wrestling. Bryce says he's Chris Webber.
Mike Trout is?
Yes.
I'm not going to be disrespectful, so that's your guys' boy.
Well,
Chris Webber's your guys' boy, so go ahead and say what you want.
All right, man.
Go ahead. You can say it nicely and stuff.
Some people would say, I'm not saying this. You're not getting me on the record saying anything. I'm just saying, some people would say Chris Webber was never as good at basketball as Mike Trout was at baseball.
Thank you, Casey. I think I would agree with that.
That's what some people, I didn't say it. I am not the one to say it.
Some people would say not even close as well. Some people would say,
well,
I would tell them,
I would tell them to stop. Don't be disrespectful. Don't be disrespectful. We got a guy that was the best
Hall of Famer. Yeah, some people say, yeah, he's definitely Hall of Famer. There's no disrespect.
The not even close was unnecessary. It was unnecessary.
Well, I didn't say it. Some people said it.
Yeah, Mike Trout. Shout out to him. His war was crazy. Mark Trout had about, what, about eight years? Say 8 years. I'm not even sneezing at that either. I'm saying he had 8 years where he was, like, unbelievable. That's a good time. That's a good amount of time.
While we're on the baseball stuff, do I hate how kind of all the games just become analytics and this dude can't pitch beyond five innings because he doesn't pitch well against the third time, the third part of the lineup, even though, or the third time against the lineup, even though he's only given up two hits today and blah, blah, blah.
It's awful. Oh. I don't mean to dismiss that, but I remembered. Remember I said?
Oh, yeah. Talk about it later. It was in my notes.
All right. Okay.
Oh, no. Who's this about?
The Sacramento A's are on the road right now. I think they're in Toronto. I think they played yesterday, got beat up.
Yeah, got waxed 12-0, I think.
Yeah, they got beat up. They're back home starting next weekend to take on the Baltimore Orioles. Jesse, do me a favor.
Yes.
Pull up your phone. Go to the weather app because the 10 days up.
Okay.
They play the Baltimore Orioles next Sunday at 105.
I was thinking about going to one of those games, by the way.
Next Sunday, Sutter Health Park, 105 is the start time.
Yeah, I got to pull up West Sacramento on my weather app. I got a bunch on here.
Yeah.
Shout out Modesto. Vallejo on here. San Jose.
Sacramento would do. Yeah. A 105 start on Sunday afternoon.
It says 99.
I saw 102 earlier.
Oh, we're good. We're good. It's 99. We're back down. We're good. Relax. Relax.
99. Cool.
We're good. Yeah.
Look, I'm not here to say, you know, these people are right. That's tough. That's tough.
What time are the games at, though?
It's 1 o'clock.
Oh.
That's what I
damn.
That's what I'm talking about. 1 o'clock next Sunday.
Salute to whoever sits in the lawn that day.
Oh, man. Hey.
No, yo. Yeah. I check Sacramento or West Sacramento. It says 99. I'm not going to lie, though. I was there on Sunday against the Phillies, and it was like 80. It felt like 100.
Yeah. I can understand. I was on the lawn Mother's Day. It was fine that day, but the day before, I think, was like 91.
Yeah.
That Sunday. All right, man.
Look. Well, when we steal the A's from Vegas and we put a roof or something on the stadium, yeah, we're good. It's all good. It's just temporary.
You know, I'm a big proponent. I tell people, so what? You think they're just going to melt into the field? I was the one that said, I would say that stuff. That's a tough look. 1 o'clock.
I was told there was only like 5 1 o'clock games.
And this is one of them.
Yeah, no, that's tough.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're going to see Lawrence Butler. Wait, where is he? Just half of his arm is just sticking out of center field because he's melted.
That's tough, man. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. I don't know.
I think this is TC.
Oh, okay. TC.
I hope it's TC.
What's up, big dog?
Hey, what's up? Hey, you know what? What's up with my two dogs, man? D-Lo ain't in, you know. He on vacation, Jesse in the back. I see you. Hey, you rocking today, Kenny. You vibing, boy, answering phones, got the homies coming in and out.
Well, yeah. Well, I didn't answer the phone, but, you know, I'll take credit. Wait, whoa. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, no, hey, listen, I just really want to call about because I've been really thinking, Kenny and Jesse, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, are we not really selling ourselves short? Are we focusing too much on Domas? We're like trying to build everything around him. Like, cause I was thinking about Jake, right? And I was watching that podcast he jumped on and he was talking about how he loves Sack and want to come back. And I'm like, bro, that could be like our move right there. And to bring him back, everybody said, we can't bring him back. You can bring him back if you tell him he's going to be a starter. Hey, bro, we're going to sign you to this 2-year deal. We're going to sign you to some more money later on, right, when we can get you next year. But you're going to be a starter. We're going to start you at the 3. We're going to keep Keegan at the stretch 4, right? And then we can build the pieces around that. And at that point, I'm ready to just bring in an OG guard, right? to groom Devin, or we can wait till we get a youngster, right, with one of our draft picks. I'm ready to bring in a CP or a Russell Westbrook just to hold the fort down. How that sound, bro? Going after Jake, bringing an OG in from Chris Paul or Westbrook, and starting Jake LaRavia if we can bring him back, bro, and I think we'd be straight. I'm big about, like, everything is around Domas, and if we can't get it around Domas, it's all bad. I'm not with that, bro.
So, wait, your starting lineup is CP3 or Russ, LaVine, Jake, Keegan, and then Domas?
Yeah, or LaVine. I was thinking about swapping LaVine out for Ellis, for Keon, to be honest with you. That's just me. Everybody get caught up on the whole money. We paying them 49, bro. That's just talk, right? Zach, you're going to the bench, bro. You're going to be a highlight reel off the bench. Keon, we got you in for defense. Like, that's all Doug got to do, bro. I get the politics, right? I get it, Kenny. I get it, bro, but that's really for, like, people like us talking about. Reality, coaching, when you coaching, bro, you on the bench, I really don't care about how much you make it because I think this is the betterment for the team. That's coaching, bro. I got you. That's all I got. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too, TC. We appreciate you, man. There was a lot in that phone call. Let's say, first of all, how do I say this? LaVine to the bench.
No.
Would not work.
Yeah.
And I understand, DC, I understand what you're saying. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you.
In a perfect world, maybe.
Yeah, that
doesn't work like that.
I'll tell you right now, that would not go over well. And it would, you thought last year was bad. You thought last year got torpedoed. I'm pretty sure that would make it worse. So that can't happen. Politics, sometimes it happens that way. That's what it is.
Real quick, Bryce, that's wasting my trout. Don't try to escape from your comp. That's not, no. Just go back to running.
Shout out Bryce, man. Big ups to my man,
they
Bryce.
They won.
The other thing, LaRavia, I don't look at him as a starter. I like LaRavia. I want him to come back. I heard what TC was talking about, where Jake LaRavia was talking about he enjoyed his time here in Sacramento. He'd love to come back here to Sacramento. I'd love to have him here in Sacramento. I don't think he's a starter in this league. I don't see him as that right now. So I wouldn't want him as a starting three. And you got a lot of people who don't want Keegan playing the four no more. I'm on the fence a little bit with Keegan as far as the three or the four. A lot of people, I know Coach JT, he believes he was playing out of position playing at the four. I don't know if he can keep up with these twos and threes. So I think I think the four is actually where he should play, but I think a lot of people are going to try and move him to the three, and one of them being maybe Doug Christie. So if you do that, you're not going to have Jake LaRavia starting. So there's that. And then lastly, I love Westbrook here. I actually wouldn't mind CP3 here as maybe a gap year point guard situation. But I don't know if either one of those guys are starters on a team that's trying to be good, that's trying to win. That's what we're talking about. The Kings are trying to be a playoff team next year, I believe. You don't want Westbrook and or CP3 starting for you in those situations.
Yeah, I love CC, but I'm out.
Yeah,
simple as that. CP3, Westbrook, they're not fits here. Jake, I don't know, it was encouraging hearing him talk about Doug and all that stuff. Makes me think maybe he will be back and all that, but I'm not hanging my hat on Jake LaRavia.
That's not a starter.
Yeah.
That's not a starter in my opinion. The real question, though, is what was the flag for?
I'm not going to repeat it. Just, you know, if you – Zabo caught it. Zabo caught it. He's good enough.
Wait, no, just text me, man. Just tell
me. Got you. I'll text you right now.
Oh, man. I think you can build something around some of the guys they already have. Sabonis, LaVine, all those guys. I think you can build some things around them. But I need a point guard that is this top level. It's a top level point guard. They said it earlier. They said top 15 in the league starting point guard. I need that.
True down saying just say how. Hey, we gotta have some type of class on this show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Gotta be subtle somehow.
Oh man. Yeah, you said Zabo heard it.
Yeah.
Zabo was on it.
Zabo had to excuse me in there, so they're like, all right. It's a flag.
So real quick, how you wanna do? You wanna get out at 13 or go to 28?
It's up to you, man. I could talk.
Let's get out at 13 real quick and then, you know, we'll do bump it or dump.
We're not fun.
Yeah, we're gonna have a good time.
Substitute teacher class when we're back.
Yeah, we'll do bump it or dump it because It's like a store that got a new shipment in of clothes or something like that. You got to get ready. You can't store it all here. There's some things on Bumping It Up It that just aren't going to make it to next week. So let's get them out of here. Or as Kyle likes to call it, pumps and a bump. That's what he said. That's what Kyle called it. MC Hammer, shout out Hammer. You know, don't hurt him. Kyle Renata said that's what it should be called. It's under review. But I'm going to still say bump it or dump it. And Jesse is going to be the decision maker. So we got all that coming up right here, D-Lo and KC, as we take you into the weekend on ESPN 1320. Jesse, I don't know if it's of any interest to you because it doesn't resonate, but did you see the Shine documentary?
No, KC, I didn't.
Okay.
What is
Shine,
that?
Well, Shine, that rejoiner, that was his song.
Oh, Bad I got
Boys.
You.
It was one of the biggest songs of the 2000s. And he was a rapper on Bad Boy, and he was like next. Like they were, if there was a who can I compare him to? He was, I don't want to say Wimby. I don't want to go that far, but like the Cooper Flag of hip hop. Like even though he wasn't white, but you get what I'm saying. Like he was the biggest prospect in hip hop. Came out with that song. That song went crazy, and then he was the guy. If I don't know if you ever heard the story. But that shot off the gun in the nightclub with Puff and J-Lo and had to do 10 years in prison. And then got deported because he was from Belize. His family was from Belize. Got deported and ended up later in life being the prime minister of Belize. Completely turned his life around.
Shout out as a come up.
Yeah. But he there was a documentary, I think, on Hulu, I think it was.
Yeah. No, I've never seen that. That's interesting enough. 50 Cent was my introduction to hip-hop.
50.
Yeah, early 2000s.
That's a wild boy right there. 50 just
hilarious.
Say, he say whatever come to his mind.
Would not want problems with him, by the way, because he'll just make fun of me.
That's it.
Shout out Ja Rule, wherever you are.
That's it. Ja Rule, hey, congratulations to Ja Rule. He walked his daughter down the aisle last weekend.
Shout out. That's good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff, man. All right, man. Check this out. We'll talk a little bit basketball before we leave, but what's the word I'm looking for? We've got to get rid of all this back stock here with this.
We got stories to cover.
Yeah, man.
Russell Wilson is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
No, we promised not to do that until D-Lo gets back.
All right, fair enough.
So no of that. Let's see. You're going to play the role of D-Lo, so you're going to hear the title, and if it doesn't sound interesting to you, dump it. We'll move on. Let's see. Ticketmaster now displaying full prices thanks to Biden ban.
Bump it, because I've been buying tickets lately. I've been seeing them including fees and all that stuff.
A Biden administration ban on junk fees took effect Monday. I think this was a week ago. Causing sellers like Ticketmaster to now list the full ticket prices to consumers as soon as they begin shopping. It's a welcome sign of transparency as fans are now better able to compare prices across numerous secondary market sellers for sporting events and concerts.
No, that's fire, because that's literally what I did the other day. I'm not going to, no free ads, so I did insert ticket site to this insert ticket site, and I got the cheaper ones, and now they all show, like, included with fees, and no, that's fire now. It's about time.
That's crazy that they were allowed to just not do that.
Well, and the fees never made sense, because it's like, oh, it's a fee for the service charge or blah, 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 but it's like, why are you charging me this much, and why is it this much, and why am I paying damn near more for the fee than I am the ticket at this
that's
point?
That's the crazy part. That's the crazy part. These people would charge you more in fees than the actual ticket. You're like doubling up on the ticket.
At that point, it's just, all right, I'm just not going to games anymore, I guess.
It's pretty much. I wonder if there does become a point where people just like, I can't go to these games. Like, it's just too much.
I don't know. I don't think so. It's American sports.
Because the prices going up. Like, when do they get to a point where it's like, I can't afford this?
People can't afford it now, but somehow people show up. Just these places are still selling out and all that stuff. People will take out loans for these tickets. Like, people just love their sports here.
Ooh. Oh. Let me pause on Bumper to Dump It real quick. Hit the brakes. Because I heard something today that I was like, this is kind of interesting. This is a trip, and I gotta figure out what you think about this. Jesse, Chatty House, call up. Tell me what you would do. El Grove Kia, talk line 916-909-1320. I was listening to New York radio, because, you know, I like to have my ears to the streets on some of this stuff. So I was listening to New York radio, and they were talking about the Knicks situation or whatever. And one of the guys, I can't remember the show. I apologize to the guys. I think it's Brandon Tierney and somebody else.
Tiki and Tierney? Or was that an old show?
It wasn't Tiki.
It was the old show, maybe, but...
Yeah, because I know Tiki's show, and I would have known it, but it was somebody else. But, basically, Knicks, you know, game six on Saturday, like, this is the biggest game in 25 years, all this other stuff. And one of the hosts was like, yeah, man, I got to figure something out, because I'm already locked into me and my wife's anniversary dinner that night. Like, what do I do? That's tough.
I'm going to keep it real with you. Like,
it's the anniversary dinner. If the Red Sox, if the Dolphins were in the AFC Championship game, but that was you and Crystal's wedding anniversary.
Yeah. It's an easy answer.
It is. Well, it is, but...
Who's ever gone home to their sports team? Who's ever gone home to their sports team and the Sacramento Kings were there or hanging, like, whatever. Like, who's ever gotten? No one. You go to that wedding anniversary, bro. Yeah, like, easy.
You do what you have to do.
We talk about it on radio because it's content, but...
No, you do what you have to do, but that's tough.
Soren says, sorry, wifey.
I would have to try to work something out. I'd be like, come on, baby. Come on, we gotta, can we negotiate? Can we work something out here?
I do feel like, though, Crystal, because, like, she knows, like, football season Sundays are reserved or whatever. Yeah. Now she's, like, with the family. She'll watch the games with us and stuff like that. So I'd imagine if, like, the Dolphins or the AFC Championship or the Super Bowl, like, that, she'd be like, yeah, like, you've been lying to me about this sorry-ass team for years. Go ahead and stuff. But, like, Red Sox and Celtics, I don't think so.
So
like, the Dolphins mean something to my sorry ass. So, like, maybe she's like, go ahead.
So the scenario was the guy, one of the hosts was like, yo, you know, we need to get up. We need to be out with the people watching this game. Like, kind of like how we did when the Kings were, we were at a public house for all the road games and stuff, like, because it was a moment. So the other host was like, yo, we gotta be outside. We gotta be with the people for the biggest game in decades. And the other host was like, you're right. And I have the dinner. I can, it's 8 o'clock start out there. He's like, I think I can maneuver the dinner the way I need to. But the killer would be, all right, we had our anniversary dinner. Now I'm going to leave you to hang out with the co-host and watch basketball on our anniversary. And I was like, that is tough.
I don't hate that move. The whole, like, you handle your business first and then go, like.
You think Crystal would?
I'm going to keep it real. Like, back in high school, like, she can only hang out till 10. So after 10, I went to go hang out with the boys. So, yeah, I don't hate it, but like Polo L's a Dolphins fan, says I have to choose Dolphins. Like, honestly, like she would, if it was a Dolphins, she'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like, go watch the Dolphins and stuff. But if it's Red Sox and Celtics, like, if it's teams you've seen win enough or whatever, then I think you got to go the other way.
I want to hear from the people. If it was Kings, Lakers, Kings, Warriors, Western Conference Finals, Game 6, the Kings are down 3-2 going into the belly of the beast.
See, that's different.
But you had an anniversary. How would you handle this?
See, and I'm at a bad point with the Dolphins, too, where it's like, I'm so, like, they're trying to trade Jonnu Smith because they can't even pay him, like, $5 million a year or whatever. So I'm just like, whatever, to hell with them. But, like, if you're a Kings fan or whatever, I'd have to imagine, like, yeah, you work something out.
Coach Molly says, I would skip my own wedding. All right. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough because this is, but you're right. You're right. I don't go home to the Kings. I don't go home.
It's facts.
To,
and the Kings never let me back. I don't go home
to DeMontis Sabonis or none of that.
If you've suffered long enough with a team like that, then they got to let you.
Well, look.
Like, I've come around like, yeah, Crystal would, let, like, would be a Dolphins. Like, she'd watch and stuff. Like, yeah, you got to watch the Dolphins or the Kings. If it's the Niners, I'm sorry. Like, I think you got to skip that one.
Well, look.
If it's conference championship.
Shout out to Miss Mac-10. This makes perfect sense to me. She says you celebrate the anniversary the day after. That makes perfect sense to me.
You go on a Monday or like the little games on Saturday. So like we were talking football and stuff. So if it's on Saturday, you do it on Sunday.
Hey, I'll give you the whole week. I got to watch this game. I got to watch this game. The whole city's going to be watching this game. This is the biggest game in the history of the franchise if we're the Sacramento Kings.
How long has he been with his significant other? Did he say?
I didn't hear that part. I want to say, just for argument's sake, let's say 10 years. I don't think it's.
You can watch the game then. You can watch the game. I thought maybe it was early on. You can watch the game. Like I've been locked up for 13 years. I'll be okay.
when can you not? What, the first anniversary?
First, yeah, it's tough. Like, cause she don't know. She doesn't know, or he doesn't know. Like that's your passion. Like Crystal, and I'm sure like Jazz for you. Like they've come to learn. Like sports is our passion and stuff like that. So they let us watch our games and let us be stupid about our teams and all that. Like they know what it is. But if you like, you're just dating whoever for the first couple for a year or whatever. Like, no, I can't go out with you or whatever tonight because I got to watch the Kings. And she don't even really know, or you don't even really know. Like that's tough.
Well, I don't know what. I'm not judging. I'm just saying I don't know if we'd be getting married if she doesn't know how much the Kings mean. Like we probably should have been together for some years.
That's true.
And she knows exactly what.
Well,
this
that's
means.
What I'm saying. I don't know. You're also growing up in this situation, so you do what you want, but
the it reminds me of if you've never seen the movie Crooklyn, huh?
No.
I gotta watch Crooklyn again. But one of the moments is one of the kids, he's probably 14, 15 years old, and he's a big Knicks fan. It's supposed to be based on Spike Lee's family. Spike Lee made the movie. It's supposed to be loosely based on his own family experience. but his dad had like this, some type of like piano recital or something like that, that his dad was a musician and he had been working damn near his whole life to get to this point and like be able to play here. And this is going to be a big break for him. But the Knicks were playing game 7 of the finals that night. And the little boy was like, man, come on, man. It's the Knicks in the final, man. The Knicks going to win the championship. He said, man, I can't go to that recital, man. I can't go to that. And he's like, no, you got to go. Like the family, this is for the family. This is your dad. Like be the family person that you need to be here. Your dad's been working at this for years. He said, man, come on, man. It's the Knicks in the finals, man. And sure enough, the concert happens. He didn't go. He went to the next game. And everybody was like afterwards celebrating like, oh, you know, that was a great recital. And here he comes walking in. He goes, the Knicks won the championship. And then just walks upstairs. That was a tough scene right there, boy.
Like I said, it's choices, but I don't know. Like in this situation for this Knicks person or whatever, like, you could probably work something out if you've been with them for a while.
I think so.
It might be a little bit difficult early on and stuff. Like you said, you gotta gain some points and all that stuff. But
yeah, that's tough. That's tough. But yeah, I heard that, and I was like, I wonder what it is. Let you do a little work real quick. I'll talk to the people real quick.
Yeah.
But so with this situation, this was just fascinating to me. In his line of work, obviously being a radio host, they were trying to come up with a plan to say, hey, just say you got to do a work event. Say you got to do a work event to let her know you got to go to work. And he's like, that's not going to work. I don't want to lie to her or whatever. I'm telling you, I believe, like I said, if I was in this situation with my lovely wife and the Kings were down 3-2, going into Los Angeles to try and push it to a game 7, and it was our anniversary, I think she'd understand. I think she would. I hope she would, because I'd want to see the game. No disrespect to the marriage or anything like that, but I'd want to see the game. I'd have to see that game right there. I mean, that was crazy, man. This is crazy what sports does to us. This is crazy that sports, these teams, these players that we don't even know, they don't know who we are, none of this stuff, the predicament they put us in, where we're looking at our lovely significant other, the love of our lives. And we're like, hey, man, come on, I gotta see if Jalen Brunson can carry us to game 7. I got to see if Domantas Sabonis can carry us to another game. This is crazy. This is crazy. What we do is insane. And I love it. I love every minute of it. I love every minute of it. Jesse, who we got on the line?
We got Peyton and Will.
Peyton, let me holler at my boy Peyton, man. Peyton, what's going on with you?
Hey, see, it's been a minute.
Yes, sir. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I want to touch on this, man. I've been married 10 years. I've been a Kings fan like 27 years or whatever. But here's the thing, man. Number one, my wife knows I'm a Kings fan. She'd be like, do what you want to do. With that. You know, she's going to really feel some type of way regardless. But the thing I think I know I would do, I think if I watched the game, and say my wife and I had plans already. And if I watch the game and cancel the plans, it's almost a short thing to get the Kings going to lose. And it's going to be my fault. And I'm going to be in the doghouse. I'm going to follow along on my phone, watch on my phone, and just kick it. And this is a game 6. And if they win, then I got another chance to see them play.
Yeah.
But they lose, not lost anyway. So this is, to me, it's an easy one.
Yeah, that's a good point. Game 6, you might be able to skirt out on a game 6. Because if they win, you still got another game. Season's not over. You keep watching the games. And game 7.
You got to watch game 7.
Yeah, you got to watch game 7. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry in advance for 2 years from now when the Kings are in the Western Conference Finals. And
by the way, like I said, I think there's levels to this, though. You got to earn it.
That's right. Let's holler at Will, man. Will, what you thinking, man?
Hey, what's up? You guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
You,
yes, sir. What's good, big dog?
Hey, what's up? I'm putting plugs in right now in an apartment complex. I'm an electrician, but I listen to the show. So this is my first time calling in. Bear with me, but this is dope. So appreciate answering the call.
No, you straight, man. You straight. We just chilling here on this Friday, man. What's on your mind?
Hell yeah. So I have an idea as far as for direction, because I feel like we're directionless right now. We're kind of spinning. And I think we need to look to the future. Like, everyone's trying to make these competitive trades. And I know we still have somewhat of a competitive team. Mm-hmm. But I think we should look to draft Ryan Nembhard. He went to Gonzaga. He's a pure pick point guard. He's, like, the best playmaking draft pick possible. And I know we need that. We need someone on the point. And we need someone for the future, too. So.
Now, give me one more time. What's the player that you wanted to draft?
Ryan Nembhard, his little brother of Andrew Nembhard.
That's what. I remember hearing about him.
Appreciate you, Will.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. Now I want to see where he's going to be at. Now maybe Will was talking about we might have to move up a little bit. But if he's a second round guy, I think you definitely take a point guard. With a second round guy, you know, and see if he strike gold.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. It says he's projected to be a second round pick. It's AI, so I'm trying to pull up mock drafts and all that. But
I have no problem with trying to pick him or anybody else up in the second round.
John Poles, he says he's been saying this was John Poles approved.
Well, John Poles, if he says it, then I believe him. Did it? Now Nembhard didn't go to UCLA, so I don't know. I don't know what ties John Poles has to him, but No, I'm just messing with you, John. But I'm all for that. As a matter of fact, you damn near have to take a point guard in this draft. You have to. So, yeah, I like that. I like that, Will. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Let's see. Who else do we got?
We're good.
Oh, we're good? Okay. No doubt. All right.
Bump it or dump it?
Yeah, I was just trying to think of if you could choose between going after a wing player in the second round and a point guard, which one would it be? I feel like I'd go after the point guard. I'd go after the point because we don't have no point guards.
You don't have any wings either, though.
We got Jake LaRavia now. We got Keon Ellis. I'm not saying that you're finished. I'm not saying like you don't have to go get any more wings, but you at least got those two. No, you don't have a starting or backup.
You take best player available, honestly, in the second round.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you take best player available, whoever that might be, and develop him and hope he becomes something. Hope he becomes Keon Ellis at his position, whatever it might be.
Well, Keon, look.
Not saying like this great defender or whatever, but just the guy who's an NBA player now.
Yeah, but even then, like Keon, I don't, if in a draft situation, I'd go after a point guard and I would try to find my wing and my two-way guy in an undrafted situation. I think you can find those guys in an undrafted situation and they can play in the league more than the point guards who are undrafted can play in the league.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just think at that point, like if I'm drafted in the second round and maybe it's bad by me, but I'm not expecting this person to really contribute too much, I guess. Like I feel like those guys, you kind of, unless it's like early on in the second round, you kind of take flyers on and all that.
Nah, that's fair.
With flyers in the sense where it's like, yeah, like I said, I'm taking the best player available, and if he becomes something, that's great for me.
That's fair. This is a little random, but we're talking about drafts, second-round players, and all this other stuff. Did you see – I want to pull up his name so I know exactly what I'm talking about. But they had the point guard who was at Princeton goes to Florida. He transfers to Florida, and – he got an NIL over there, and he got an NIL for like.
Is it the one where it's like he's making like six or like 11 million, some weird number?
Yeah,
I saw that yesterday, and I saw someone else tweet like how the NBA is going to kind of combat that.
Yeah, because like a lottery pick is, I think they might have said like the 11th pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. It's like making like $5 million a year.
Okay, the number might have been like six then, because I think I saw 11. That might have been the 11th pick or whatever. Yeah,
That's interesting. That is
that something the NBA needs to
no
figure out?
They don't, because I think this is a blessing in disguise. You know, I've always said,
well, yeah, like you're going to keep guys in school now, finally.
Keep them in school, build their brand as individuals. So when they come to the NBA, they're known already. So if you had Cooper Flagg, probably just go regardless. But, you know, some of these, if Cooper Flagg could have stayed, or I'll even say if Dylan Harper could have stayed another year in college, and possibly the team would have been better. He could have got to the NCAA tournament and been on the radar of the general public. Yeah, you want him in college. So you're getting ready-made stars already coming into the league, as opposed to guys that, outside of people who do this for a living and, you know, basketball degenerates, don't even know who these kids are when, and they're a top three pick or something like that.
Yeah, so I don't think there's going to be a scenario like, oh, the NBA is losing talent now or whatever because kids are staying in school. Like, yeah, I think it'll be fine. Like you said, if anything, it'll just help the game.
Yeah.
Players develop and all that.
Yeah. No, I think it'll be all good.
That is wild how you can go to Princeton or whatever school and be like, yeah, I'm making $6
million. $6 million. Well, now you're going to Florida. But yeah, you went to Princeton, transferred to Florida, got a shoe deal. He got a shoe deal.
I always think Johnny Manziel probably would have got the fattest NIL of all time.
Oh, man. Goodness gracious. Johnny football. Jeez.
Like, Shador in Colorado was, like, a moment the last couple seasons or whatever, but, like Johnny Manziel was that times a million.
Well, I don't think – yeah, I think you do remember. Reggie, if they would have let Reggie make his money.
Reggie, I just saw the – yeah, Reggie, I just saw the football player. Like, the hype, I was a kid, so I wasn't really concerned about it. I was just, oh, my gosh, he's cutting through everywhere, and you can't tackle him.
Man, if Reggie –
for me, Reggie's the best football player I've ever – college football player I've ever seen.
I think he is. He's the best I've ever seen, too.
Like, I didn't see Barry Sanders or whatever, so
– if Reggie could have got his NIL and that, those USC teams, you talk about superstars and rock stars. Those USC teams were superstars.
Oh, yeah.
Leinart, Reggie.
And Lindell White, right?
And Lindell White. They were stars. Reggie was a superstar. He was, man, he would have broke the bank. We talked about this before, too. Ricky Williams, if he could have made
it. Legend, NIL, shout out.
Ricky, you know, yeah. You
favorite
know
football player of all time.
If Ricky could have got NIL, being the at Texas, he would have never came to the NFL. That would have been crazy. Let's go back to Bump It or Dump It here. Let's go back to Bump It or Dump It as we wind down on this Friday afternoon. Josh Allen, Buffalo Bills, to be featured on Hard Knocks.
Dump it. I don't care. Hard Knocks sucks, bro. Like, Hard Knocks stinks. It's not even... it's not even that entertaining anymore, I feel like. Before it was cool, and now it's just like, we know it's a chore for everyone. They all hate it, and yeah. It's just, whatever. It's like, just, I'll watch the clips that go viral on Twitter and all that, and I'll leave it there.
Yeah, it's...
the Dolphins were on in-season Hard Knocks 1 year, and like, it covers December. That was a nightmare. I only got to watch 2 episodes.
Did you realize, you probably saw the tweet or something about, I have forgotten about the lineup, but did you see the starting... five lineup this year?
I know Tyrese is in there, SGA's in there, Jaylen Brown's in there. I can't remember the other two. KD, I think?
Maybe so, but when I saw it, they were talking about...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Man, they struck gold getting SGA and Tyrese.
Yeah.
You could have the NBA Finals going down with the starting five. That's a good look. That's a real good look.
You think we get an episode on Tyrese Halliburton's dad getting banned from the game?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Tyrese talks to him on the phone and, dad can't be doing all that.
We'll get the choke sign game and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't watch starting five last. Didn't really interest me. But
I tailed off.
I think maybe with Tyrese and those guys, I'll check in this year.
Yeah, you get Tyrese and, the heartbreak of, blowing the 3-1 lead. That's going to be crazy to see. That's going to be crazy to see in real time.
All right, dude. I do think if the Knicks get to Game 7, I think we need Cheryl back for Game 7. I think we need her back Monday.
Bet. If they can get to Game 7.
Yeah, if they get into a Game 7, I think we need Cheryl back.
She'll pull up.
Rob Starks real quick says USC was paying people, y'all. Glendale has been saying, we know they were paying, but legally.
What are you talking about? If they were paying them under the table, if they could have paid them legally, they would have made four times as much as they paid them.
We wouldn't have had to have taken Reggie's Heisman away.
No, they would have got stupid money.
Reggie got his Heisman back, so Sandra Bullock can keep her Academy Award. I know Dame hates that, but rules are rules. It's the principle of it all.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, they took advantage of young Michael Orr the way they did.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
Then you just make a movie about it, and you win an Academy Award.
It's like a great film, by the way.
All right. But I hear the rules. It's good. Here we go. NBC Eyes, MLB Eyes, 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 MLB rights look to own Sunday nights year-round.
NBC wants to own Sunday nights year-round?
Yes.
Bump it.
NBC Sports has tendered an official bid for Major League Baseball rights, according to the Wall Street Journal, including Sunday night and postseason inventory. The report confirmed prior front office sports reporting of the ongoing talks between Comcast-owned network, NBC, and the league. The agreement, if completed, would see NBC Sports acquiring key pieces of rights between forfeited by ESPN, after the 2025 season. A deal would deepen NBC's Sunday night presence. The network just completed its 14th consecutive season of Sunday Night Football as the top show in U.S. primetime and is already eyeing a 15th such campaign. Newly acquired NBA rights beginning this fall will also include significant Sunday night presence.
Yeah, I'm with this because ESPN's baseball presence is kind of trash now.
It is.
Like before, it used to be like Baseball Tonight. Like it was just kind of, all right, like you sit down for this and all that. But now it's not even really a thing. You're going to catch the Dodgers 80% of the time. And I know that's rich for me because it used to be Red Sox, Yankees before and all that. But it feels like ESPN really just kind of stopped caring or just doesn't put all that effort into it. So I'm with NBC trying to take it over and all that. Like I'm excited about the NBA going to NBC as well.
It's gonna be dope.
Yeah, like it seems like they care about and all that. And they're going to make the game seem like they're important at least. So yeah, I'm with that.
I'm all for it too. I like the idea of, especially like if I was NBC, having Sunday night something 52 weeks of the year. Like that's
ESPN kind of has been kind of not great for a while, bro. Like it's not, I don't know if it's just the state of sports media and TV now, but it's like the shows are all the same. And it's like now I only really tune in to ESPN when I'm at work or there's a game to watch.
Yeah.
Like I said, maybe that's just the way, like First Take is not a show where it's like, oh yeah, I got to tune in or whatever. Or, like Greeny is.
First Take is sometimes. I'll still defend First Take a little bit. I think First Take is a lot better than people give it credit for. The only reason why people think it's trash is because the only thing that goes viral are the crazy moments.
Well, it's like maybe if it was just First Take and then you had just some variety with your other shows as well, where it's not like, I think Pray for Moses is all, well, not that one, Rob Starks, yeah, says all ESPN cares about is debate shows. Like, it's all it is now. It's all the same show. Same for FS1 and all that.
FS1.
It's all the same show over FS1 and over and over.
FS1 is just weak.
Everyone's well, yeah, poor went out for the people that still think we work for ESPN.
Shout out to the people who signed the checks, I guess, the ESPN. That's ESPN 1320.
Shout out to Mickey Mouse.
No doubt. I want to ask you this one. I want to ask you this one because I think I want to see if you'll bump this one or not. Paul Skeens' blockbuster trade buzz is building. Will the Pirates cash in?
Yeah, bump it.
Skeens hit the first anniversary of his promotion to the Pirates earlier this month. And in those 12 months, he started the All-Star Game, won Rookie of the Year, been a Cy Young Award finalist, and firmly established himself as one of MLB's biggest stars. We can revisit that another time as well. A 3-5 record so far this year is much more reflective of the Pirates' ongoing struggles, as Skeens has been nearly as dominant on the mound as he was in 2024. The pitcher, however, is set to earn just $875,000 this year, a mere fraction of the frontline MLB starting pitcher salaries that now frequently exceed $25 million. Skeens won't become arbitration eligible until 2027, and his free agency will wait until after the 2029 season. Because of all that, the Pirates could conceivably garner an unprecedented trade haul. So the thought process would be, you've got this guy Skeens, who is one of the best starters in the game, if not the best.
No, he's that. I don't know if he's the best, whatever. We argue whenever. He's that dude, though.
And the Pirates are just nowhere near contending. You could go to
the Red Sox, who have the number one prospect in baseball right now, Roman Anthony.
Let's just say the Red Sox.
Yeah.
But see, I don't even know if the Red Sox are close enough. I need somebody even closer, right? Like,
you're going to need a good farm system, though, no doubt.
The Phillies. You could go to the Phillies and say, we'll give you Skeens for your top six prospects with the money that he's making and all that other stuff. And whoever gets him, they've got him for four years.
Phillies is perfect, whatever. If you're the Phillies, like, yeah, you trade whatever out of your farm system for Skeens. Skeens is like, he'll take you over the top. He'll win your World
Should
Series.
Should you do that if you're the Pirates?
Like, the Pirates, like,
I never thought about it this way. I never thought about it.
So we're just out. We're the Pirates and we stink. Like, it's just not going to work. I know the way they run their team is garbage. They don't spend no money, anything like that. They've got like young guys like O'Neal Cruz and all that stuff, mm-hmm. but they're just waiting and waiting and waiting. Nothing seems to pan out. This is a franchise that has no future or direction.
But even besides that, think about that. You could turn one, and he's the one, but you could turn one into six.
You think about trading him, but like also like Skeens is like,
he ain't bringing in they're not paying to see him. Well, maybe they are on the road, not at home.
He started the All-Star game last year.
No, it's a joke. Remember we seen some of these Pirates attendance?
Oh, yeah.
they're paying to see him on the road. They ain't paying to see him at home.
If Paul Skeens came to Sutter Health Park, though, I'll be there.
Hell yeah. We paying to see him, but for whatever reason at home, they don't want to see him. So, man, I never thought about it that way because you got a guy like that looks like a transcendent, superstar. But if you're nowhere near competing or anything else like that, maybe you can just
Yeah, but you also like, come on, like the whole weak in the knee stand up soundbite or whatever, like figure it out. You have Paul Skeens. Like you have your ace for the next 10 years if you build it out, right?
Yeah.
Like you do? But that's baseball though. Like there's
you can fast track that though. Like if I once again, you let's just say I don't know, whoever the Dodgers. The Dodgers don't miss on their farm system. If you said Dodgers, give me your top six prospects for Skeens.
But that's also like kind of, I'm like, yeah, if you're the Pirates, you do it because you're not ever trying to get better. Like you're gonna.
But that gets you better.
Yeah, but like it's like the old days thing. Like you're just gonna develop these prospects just to trade them off, and that cycle continues. Like you don't, the Pirates don't spend money or anything like that. I think they got one of the lowest payrolls in the league, if not the lowest. Depends on them and the A's and all that, but. Well, no, the A's actually spent some money this offseason, so.
Yeah. Drew Down says, any talk of trading Skeens is insanely idiotic.
If you're the Pirates.
I don't think it's idiotic. I think.
If you're the Pirates, I wouldn't do it. Like, you don't do that now. You don't discuss that now, I don't think.
You don't. I don't think you do it. But I think the thought process actually makes perfect sense to me. I don't think I'd do it. But the thought that, like, we're not going to be good while he's good. Before he gets up for like big money, and then you probably really have to get rid of him. Does anybody think the Pirates are going to be any good in 3 years?
You need your owner to open up his pocketbook. That's what it is.
Wow.
Like you've got young players that like are something there with the Pirates. It's just a matter of you need to fill out your roster with like actual great MLB players too, though.
I understand.
I think that's the issue. Like baseball's not this sport where it's like, oh yeah, like it's a 5 year, like. If you want to be good, you can be good pretty quickly.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I feel like a lot of these teams choose to be bad, and like these owners want to make their money and all that.
That's true too. I think baseball, you really do need like your homegrown prospects. Like you have to have those guys.
Well, you do, but also you can spend money too. Like there's like you can bring in big money free agents and stuff. Like if the Pirates wanted to be good next year and compete for the playoffs, I think they could do that. Of course, you'd have to spend some money, but they're not doing that.
Well, I mean, at least the Pirates wouldn't, you know, sign a guy that plays their best player's position and then make that best player who doesn't want to leave that position do something he doesn't want to do.
Don't do that. We already figured that out. It's fine. Rafi's fine. Rafi's DH. Rafi's DH, and he's hitting like over 300 since the slumped start season. We're good.
I was just building up a possible Red Sox situation.
Are so the Red Sox are that team I was talking about too. They don't let a starter go past five innings unless you're Garrett Crochet.
Here we go. I got one for you. Southwest Airlines bags as we close out the show. Southwest Airlines bags no longer fly free, will cost you $35. Bump it or dump it.
Dump it. I hate flying. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a flyer.
Oh boy. Let's see.
It's going to get real awkward when we get to the Louis Vuitton section of this bit, and it's like, yeah, Casey, that doesn't really work for me.
Well, I mean, look, we can.
Casey's all pro clubs, goes out of business, and will no longer sell white. Oh, no.
I know I have one in here because I've seen it. I know. Let me see if I can get to it real quick. Where'd it go?
I saw something, too, with the plane people or whatever. They've been kind of getting over on people as far as, like, I think it was, like, charging people for wine or something like that. Like, they're overcharging.
For wine?
For one person, like something like that. Oh. Like you, the people that are paying, sure, I don't remember what it is, but yeah, it's just like something like a journalist investigator or whatever. It's like all these companies are like getting over on everyone right now.
I'm sure they are. I can believe it. Did you see over the weekend where the tram at Sacramento International Airport broke and the people had to walk the track?
I might twist an ankle and get paid.
People had to walk the track.
How does that work? Like, did they get harnesses, or is just like, all right, like this is what it is?
That's
easy money to get sued right there.
Yeah, I mean, but then how are you gonna get to your plane? That's crazy. To walk the track,
brother. I'm not getting to the plane. Throw me in the ambulance real quick after I take this fall.
That's crazy. They had to walk the track real quick. This Tennessee Lady Volunteers, do they bounce back after that heartbreaking walk-off win yesterday by Oklahoma and survive and beat Florida today?
Yeah, they're not going to let that break them. They're going to let it make them. They're going to come out stronger than ever, and Tennessee's going to get the dub against Florida. There we go.
Okay. Women's College World Series.
I got Oklahoma winning it all.
I definitely have Oklahoma winning it all.
I think they won it all for like five out of the last six years or something like that.
Beast. Yeah. Absolute beast. So, Jesse, great job today, man. Appreciate you. You killed it, bodied it. big ups. Shout out to Cheryl and L. Grove, who we've already put the bat signal out.
Cheryl, I'm sorry, by the way.
Well, she says no more lemon cake, so.
She said, they call it, she's like, what, Jesse? I'm sorry.
We got Cheryl and L. Grove. If the Knicks can win on Saturday, she will be back on Monday, at least for a little bit. So we got that. Big ups to her. Shout out to my man, Anthony Sane. Big ups to him, man. We're going to talk to him more in the future for sure. Shout out to my man, Coach JT. He bodied it. And shout out to everybody who tapped in, man. The Chatty House was on point. Everybody was on point. Shout out to my man, Dame. Hopefully he's enjoying his time off. We'll be back on Monday. I'll tell you guys right now, Sarah Hodges is going to be in the building on Monday, man. So Sarah Hodges here on Monday. We have another D'Lo and KC, a.k.a. KC and Friends. We have a good time, everybody. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We will see you 10 a.m. with the Insiders right here on ESPN 1320. Y'all be good. We up out of here. Vamos, Knicks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.